Same kind of customer support. Does Sharnia have my help you?
Yes, my name is Martha Blackman, and I called about a week ago to dispute a charge, and the lady that I spoke to reversed the charges on the card, but the money has not come to the card. She said it would take between 3 to 5 days. It's been over a week. So I was calling to see if you could look it up and see. I have the confirmation number from her reversal.
No need for the confirmation number, ma'am. May I have your zip code?
72223.
And your first and last name?
Martha Blackman, M-O-N.
And can I get you to confirm that address?
1501 Rolling Road, Apartment 304, Little Rock, Arkansas, 72223.
Okay, just a second, ma'am. I'm checking on this account for you. Mm-hmm. Okay. You talked to somebody on the 13th?
I think it was. I'm not sure the date, but it was about a week or so or more ago.
Okay, so I see where your account was closed. I do see that. She did close your account. But there's no refund issue back to this account.
Well, what is the confirmation number for?
For your cancellation of your account.
So who do I need to talk to, or what do I need to do to get my money reversed? Because
I can be more than happy to help you on this end, ma'am.
Well, that's what she told me. But obviously something is not being done. I called the card. They said they hadn't received anything from you all.
Okay, ma'am. So I can issue $54.89 back to your account today, and it will be 3 to 5 business days for it hit your account.
No, it was $59 and something.
Yes, ma'am. It's a $5 non-refundable fee for the setup fee.
But I didn't set it up, so that's not on me. You all took money out of my account without my authorization.
Okay, ma'am, so that $59.89 will be back on your account within 3 to 5 business days. Just a moment while I get your confirmation code.
Now, is this just a closed account cancellation, or is this a refund cancellation?
Your account has been closed. I'm just refunding the money back to your account, ma'am. Just a second. Okay, that $59.89 be back on the account within 3 to 5 business days. Your confirmation code is C920806502.
Okay, that's C920806. Well, that's the same number she gave me.
Yes, ma'am, that's the confirmation number.
Okay, so tell me exactly what this is the confirmation to.
That's the confirmation for your cancellation of your account and the refund, ma'am.
So it's the same confirmation?
Yes, ma'am.
This is strange. And who am I speaking with?
This is Sharnita. That is your account number with us, ma'am.
Yeah, that's my account number, but how do I know that the refund?
Ma'am, your account number is what I just gave you. That is what we give you for your confirmation of your cancellation, your refund, your account number.
And Shanita, where are you located?
We are in Alabama.
You have an employee number or something?
A what, ma'am?
An employee number. Something so I can have a reference. So I don't have to just keep calling back every week because the money has not hit my account.
Your account is notated, ma'am. So I notated your account so they know I issued you a refund today and it will be back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, again, do you have an employee number or a city other than Alabama?
No, ma'am. I don't have an employee number to give out. No, ma'am.
What city are you in?
We're not allowed to give out that information, ma'am.
Well, I need something for reference. If I have to just keep calling back every week, because the other girl told me she had issued the refund, gave me the same confirmation number.
I
don't know.
I do understand, ma'am. But I just issued your refund to your account.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks, kind customer support.
Mm-hmm. And Shaniqua. Shanetta.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello. You all need to quit doing this fraudulent stuff on people's cards. You wouldn't want it to happen to you.
Ma'am, we just handle the accounts here, ma'am. We don't handle the payments here, ma'am.
What I'm saying is I know you didn't do it personally, but you're working for a company that's fraudulent. Just tell your supervisor to pass it on. That they need to stop this stuff because they're going to do this to the wrong person. They're going to be taken to the lawsuit because you can't just take money. That's stealing. And they need
to
understand everybody not going to tolerate that stuff.
Ma'am, it is an internment agreement. When they, at the bottom before you click determine, when you click agree, a bundle of term and conditions or inside the term and conditions, it states that a monthly payment will be coming out your account, ma'am.
Well, it's fraudulent because that was an ad for a KitchenAid through Walmart. So why would y'all put KitchenAid up front? As it's deceptive at the least. It's deceptive. So if your product is not able to sell itself without being deceptive, there's something wrong with it anyway. So I know you understand what I'm saying. I know you're working for the company, so you can't respond. But you know that's fraudulent to advertise a KitchenAid. And then for $2 and then y'all taking out $60 on something nobody ever heard of, a better wellness
plan. No, ma'am. In the term and conditions, it states that the $2 that you are paying is to enter the contest to win the mixer. Not get the mixer.
It didn't.
It states that the $2 is to enter the contest to win the mixer. Once you enter the contest to win the mixer, it also states that your information will be automatically enrolled into the Bites Hub app, ma'am.
Well, see, I see you know what I'm talking
about. And a monthly
about.
Payment will be coming out your account. Yes, ma'am. I read the term and conditions.
Yeah, I know you know what I'm talking about. Y'all got a lot of complaints on that fraudulent stuff. And I'm not talking to you. I'm saying concerning the company. The company is fraudulent. But thank you for issuing my refund and closing
my account. You're welcome, ma'am. Thanks, kind customer support. You have a nice day.
You too. Bye.